This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 10:07 in the morning. You are with Lee Chui Lin, Lin Mark and Shamila Ganesan. And this morning we've been looking at the latest updates in our country's politics. Not much has changed since yesterday. I think this continuing push for who has the majority is still I don't know if I can say it's a question anymore. Everybody just claims it. So it is what it is. And we know that the swearing-in ceremony of Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin is set to proceed at 10:30 in the palace. And while we wait for that to happen, we thought we'd take a look at how all this might affect the economy, because that's the other pressing issue in our country. Everybody wants to know whether or not our economy can be repaired. How is it going to be repaired? What's going to work? So first we'll be looking at the possible effects this might take with Stephen Innes, who is the Asia Pacific market strategist at AxiTrader. Stephen, thank you very much for taking our call.
Thanks for having me on this morning.
So firstly, how do you see the recent developments affecting the ringgit when markets reopen?
You know, it's one of these situations where there is some positive as far as clarity goes, having an appointed PM put back in, but it's really very much as a double-edged sword here. I think that they're going to be continuing to jockey for position like we've been seeing overnight. And the worst thing here, this brings closer the potential for a snap election. And remember the turmoil that was created by the last election in Malaysia. So I don't think it's great situation to be in. I think it brings a lot of uncertainty to the plate. But, you know, we are still dealing with this negativity of the COVID-19 virus, and looking at the negative PMI data that was released from China on the weekend, I'm sure that's going to probably take as much precedent as the political tumult right now. And this is a worrying aspect as we open up on Monday.
So while Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin is being sworn in today, he will likely be a weak prime minister till he gets the backing of parliament. So if parliament only sits in a week's time, if that, how will that affect the markets in the coming week?
That's the key here, too, is the uncertainty of what's going on and the delay factor that we don't have a sort of almost, a puppet in power right now, which is a bit of a vacuum. And markets don't like that. Foreign investors don't like it. Local investors don't like it. Nobody likes it. And that's the problem. That precise vacuum over the week period, especially with concerns around the COVID-19 escalating, when you most need government support, you need government backing, we need government guidance, and that's the vacuum that's missing right now.
Now, Stephen, the FBM-KLCI was flirting with the 1500 psychological barrier all of last week, and on Friday it closed at 1483 points. So how do you think it's going to open on Monday? So the expectation is that it will be in the red, but how much of a gap down do you expect? And is the worry here a potential sell down in MGS?
Well, I think on the KLCI, yes, I think we're going to have a significant gap lower, which is going to occur beyond the current political narrative. I think we have to address the data out of China over the weekend, which I think is quite significant as far as the PMI data came out. Dreadfully low. I mean, it was so much lower than the markets expected, with missing it by 10 percentage points on the low side, and even prognosticators and commentators suggesting it's even weaker. So a couple of things we have to concern with is that, and obviously the political fallout. So yeah, we'll see a knockdown of significant proportions out of the gates. Now, how it responds throughout the day is going to be key, because I do firmly expect that we're going to quickly pivot to the Bank Negara backstop. I think they're going to drop interest rates. And also we should see an RRR cut out of China at some point, maybe even as soon as tomorrow, which probably would go a long way to buttressing overall market sentiment. And then we've also got the comments from the Federal Reserve Board. I think they are the key to the entire narrative here. The market needs dollars. Market needs dollars big time, but they need them cheaper. And I think the Feds are going to step up and provide an interest rate cut. And this will really take a lot of pressure off of the global economies if the Fed steps up to the plate. As far as the MGSs are concerned, well, on a positive note, they're not overly subscribed. Which is a good thing, and that's really positive. So it's not going to create a flight of safety to other bonds. And in fact, my belief here is with the BNM cutting interest rates, it's timely. I think the market continues to look for duration. In other words, look for 5 to 10 year bond yields. Malaysia bond yields are quite substantial. Now, of course, we're going to have an immediate knockdown out of the gates again, just like the equity markets. But over the long term, or even over the short term, I should say, as we move through the weeks, we get the backstops, the interest rate cuts, we get the RR cuts, we get these monetary stimulus inputs. I think the bond markets are going to come back fairly well.
Stephen, you mentioned BNM's rate cut, which happened, of course, in January of this year, and that at the time was seen as a preemptive rate cut. There is the expectation that there will be another in the second half of this year. Does that expectation still stand?
Yeah, I'm thinking they're going to cut this week. I think the market's bringing forward their expectations quite significantly. Although we look at the Bank of Korea, they didn't cut. That probably suggests that, you know, what there is some concerns there for internal issues, especially around the housing market. Malaysia doesn't have those concerns. So I think we could see a rate cut this week. And I think it's be a wise move because the market needs it. And it will provide some type of backstop to the domestic markets.
How much do you think they're going to be cutting by? 25 basis points? 50?
No, I think it's going to be 25. I think it's a prudent move. Again, I think we're moving beyond the preventative nature. I think we're getting into a tactical rate cut for reasons that the economy is just simply slow, and it's getting compounded. One, we're just coming out of the trade war malaise, and then two, we're getting sideswiped by this unexpected COVID event. Look, nobody saw this. I mean, this is nobody's fault, right? You know, when we start getting into the realm of virus, it's not the bank's fault. It's not the government's fault. The government's taking good measures to defend, the spread. They can't be blamed for this. Look at the poorest situations you're getting in Italy right now, where, you know, the virus is spreading at wildfire. But you look at the Asian communities as a whole, they've taken the precaution. They know how to deal with this. And for the most part, things are coming back again, which is a good thing.
So in closing, I think we are set to see a new prime minister being sworn in very, very soon. And Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin has not necessarily been very concrete in terms of deliverables in his past ministries. And the world might not be as familiar with his policies, with him as a leader, I think, compared to Tun Mahathir as well as Anwar Ibrahim. How do you see this impacting markets as well as investor sentiment and confidence?
Well, that's the uncertainty that we discussed at the beginning of the segment here, and I think that's a problem. But nothing better than come out of the gates ablaze. That's the way I look at it, coming out with stimulus policies. I think the rating agencies are going to look past these extraordinary business times right now. They're not going to be so concerned about running up the deficit because it's going to be a short-term narrative. I think this is a good thing. I think you can look at examples of what was done in Hong Kong where they actually gave people the money. And I like these ideas. Okay. The reason why I like the idea is getting money into the hands of the people that most need it. Now, this is not shouldn't be viewed as a so-called sweetener. I think this is these kind of helicopter drops can go a long way to buttressing consumers' fears. And I think this would be a good thing and a timely measure if the government steps up over delivering as opposed to under delivering at this time.
Stephen, thank you very much for speaking with us. You just heard there from Stephen Innes, Asia Pacific market strategist at Axie Trader. After this, we'll be hearing from Datuk Dr. Raja Rasia, Distinguished Professor of Economics at the Asia Europe Institute at the University of Malaya, to continue our discussion on how this might impact our country's economy. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.